Good morning to Alison Laws, who's a retail consultant and an expert at it too, based in Leyburn. Good morning, Alison. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Enjoying this sunshine.
So today is the fourth part in our series that's been running for a good number of months now. And we've been talking about how to improve retail sales in your store. We've covered everything from how you lay out the store to merchandising and other ideas. And today it's the power of community. So what does that mean?
It means that on your own, you can be reasonably successful, but if you work together with other retailers in your area, you can harness the power of their audiences and your audiences, and together you can be stronger and be more successful.
And how would you go about that?
So one of the things that is always quite good is things like having a fashion show. So if it's good if you're a fashion retailer.
Not if you're selling Mars bars,
But, you know, if you're a clothing store, you can get together with some of your competition. And that, it's counterintuitive. It's like, oh, God, working with the competition, that just doesn't seem as if it's a good thing to do. But actually, it's a brilliant thing to do. So say you've got a fashion store that sells a brand like Sea Salt. So there's Milner's in Leyburn, they sell Sea Salt, really popular clothing brand. You can get together with another clothing retailer that does a different type of clothing. So say, for instance, Buzz or Puzzle that do different types of clothing, or the Love Yourself collection that does loungewear. And you can create a fashion show with different types of products that your store specialises in. But then you can bring in people like your local hair salon to do hair and makeup. You can get other stores, like, for instance, in Leyburn, we've got Lambert's or Rosemary and Twine to do the flowers and some of the decoration around the shop. So it's a really big community effort where lots and lots of different businesses can get involved on one event and harness social media and publicity and everything for the good of all of you, not just for the good of one of you. And if you can appeal to an audience of 10 on your own, but 100 combined, it's a no-brainer. You want to appeal to that 100. So it's about working with people within your local area and collaborating together to produce different results and to do different things. The greengrocers, it might be that you work with a local butcher or a candlestick maker or whatever, but you combine different elements of your business together to create something that's bigger that can garner publicity and attention, really.
Yeah, I guess there are all sorts of benefits from it, aren't there? There are all sorts. And also selling product on location at the event.
Yeah, you can do that. Get them signed up to your social media, get them signed up to your newsletters and things like that. And just introduce people to brands and to businesses that they might not necessarily have thought were for them. So you might go because you wanted to see a range from a particular shop, but there's other shops involved that you never thought really had anything that was of interest to you, so you didn't bother going in. But then when you see it in a different context and you see it in action, or you can taste it if it's food, or you can have a smell of it, a feel of it and everything, it then becomes a different kettle of fish.
So what you're talking about is actually presenting your product to people that might not come into the shop normally, but taking it out somewhere else and saying, hey, look what we do. And then obviously there are benefits from that. What other kind of things in that kind of field can you do? Other ideas like that?
So there's things like, we've got loads of country shows coming up, you know, and coming out of lockdown, they're all starting to happen again. So we've got the Wensdale show and we've got craft fairs and we've got country fairs in all of these different areas that you can combine with other businesses and do pop-up shops, for instance, or pop-up experiences. It doesn't have to be a shop, because you can use these things for marketing purposes, for product awareness and brand awareness. You don't necessarily have to sell things. You can present some of your products. So you could stage them. If you were somewhere like Alchemist Cottage or Funky Pheasant or something like that from Hawes, where you do gifts and homeware and things like that, you could present them as you would in the shop, but not necessarily have to sell them. It's all about getting people to understand who you are and what you do in a different context that then reminds them that you're there.
Almost a fashion show for cookware is what you're suggesting there.
It's looking at what you do and who you can work with to combine your efforts to get yourselves in front of a bigger audience or an audience of people that wouldn't necessarily visit your store. So it's just thinking more than just within your business. It's creating contacts and networks and working together and collaborating.
It's creating a presence, I guess. It's just making you people be aware you're around, not just that shop in the corner of that street. It's you have a wider spread of presence and visibility. You touched on social media a little bit. How important is social media, and how do you use it properly if you're a shop?
So social media is massive. It's just mushroomed over the last 18 months as we've gone through the pandemic, and people haven't been able to physically get to places. So they've relied on online stores, but also social media, because people sell through social media, but it's also about building your brand. But again, there's the ability to collaborate with other businesses in your area to create content that you can both share. So you could create something where it's an outfit that's been worn, but the hair's been done by the local salon. So you can feature it on the salon's website, Facebook, Instagram, and credit the store for the clothing, and vice versa. You can feature it on the clothing store, credit the hairdresser. You can add props from different, when you're doing social media images and things like that, you can add props from different businesses. So, you know, if you've got, the world's your oyster, the things that you can potentially do and the businesses that you can collaborate with. But it's all about building your audience and building your brand. And it could be something as straightforward as having a hairbrush in your hand that you've bought from a local shop when you're doing your hair. It's something like that. It could be you're drinking coffee. Where have you got that coffee from? So it's about working together to create that bigger audience.
If you've held a show or you've done an event, get lots of pictures of that event whilst you're doing it. Remember to do that, because it's really important, because you don't want to miss your opportunity. And then you can post all of those up into social media, which give people a feel for what you've done, but also get the products out there and in front of them. I was going to ask you about whether, if say I'm running a shop that sells chinaware, for example, you know, nice model chinaware, little statuette type things, would you suggest I put up a social media post of a collection of those things, or would it be better for me to focus on one item?
Well, that's an interesting one, because it kind of depends on what the direction of your post is, what you're trying to achieve from the post. If you're because you can do both, depending on what you're trying to achieve. So a collection will allow people to see the breadth of what's on offer of a particular range. But if you want to focus in on the star item and to give, shine a spotlight on that, if you like, where you can give additional information and you can tell the story behind it, then there's advantages to doing it both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking of that thing where you give too much choice, again, that we talked about in the past, and the idea that if you focus on one thing, you can pique people's interest with a particular item.
Well, it all depends on the product. So if you had a series of six statues and they're all the same, but they've got a different colour frock on, for instance, you probably wouldn't want to do that as a selection, as a range. But if you had a range of products that there was a farmer, a butcher, a bricklayer, you know, they're similar, but they're very different and they'd be targeted at different people, then you could do that as a range, because that makes more sense. It doesn't confuse people quite as much. So it really all depends on the product itself.
Or collect them all, of course.
That is
an ideal world. So what other things do we need to cover in our reaching out the power of community?
Well, one of the other things that's worth considering is collaborating with the vast number of accommodation suppliers that's in the area. So we know that they have or they used to have before the pandemic, they used to have leaflets for places to go and pubs to visit and things like that. But, you know, these accommodation suppliers are contacting their customers via email. They're doing the same. They're trying to grow their business in the same way that you're trying to grow yours. So if you can provide information to the accommodation suppliers about the type of products that you sell in your store, they can market for you because it gives them content for their newsletters and it gives them content for their social media. If they're able to say, wow, we went to the Alchemist Cottage today and they had this fabulous coffee in there and we thoroughly recommend it. That's another opportunity that
so it's a cross promotion, really. It's promoting each other. I tell you what I've seen, and I'm going back to my China shop, which is thanks to you doing quite well now. How about if I was to take one or two of my statuette things and get someone who provides accommodation, you know, overnight stays and B&B and that kind of thing, to put them in the rooms with a little tag on them saying this has been supplied by so and so, and
That's definitely another opportunity, potentially not your China statuettes, but if you had maybe some fizz bath bombs or something like that, that, you know, you could reach an agreement between businesses for pricing and things like that. And you could have them as an additional element of the offer, which would benefit the accommodation supplier, but would also benefit the supplier because they get to try the products in effect without cost, although there is a cost, but to the end supplier, they get to try something. And if they like it, they've got the details there to then go and buy it. And so it's all about cross promotion. It's all about collaboration. It's all about working together to benefit each business.
And I guess the ultimate collaboration is a local business network.
It is. I mean, there's several business networks in the region and they're all operating differently at the moment, and they've not been able to operate particularly effectively during the pandemic because part of the effectiveness of it is the human interaction and the networking, and we've not been able to do that. But I would definitely recommend joining a local business network. So, for instance, the Lower Wensleydale Business Network covers Wensleydale. That has no joining fee at the moment because of the pandemic. The next joining fee will be June next year. So it's a really good opportunity to join local businesses to get these connections, to collaborate and to work together and for you as an individual, but also for you as a community as well, because if one shines, then everybody shines if you're all working together. So you're working towards the same target.
And what kind of benefits can come from that?
It's making the connections, it's the knowledge, it's the information that people, the experience that other businesses have, and it's the connections that can be provided with things like grant funding and training opportunities and lots of other things. So it's like a first port call if you've got a question about business that you're not sure where to ask or who to ask.